good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klal and Dalad, Simon Gimel. So we finished the Simon. Now, let's clarify a few points. The Chayyadim gave us three ways that something will be changed from being considered bread to be considered possible b'kisnan. Now, the truth is that this really is a machloikis Rishonim, how to translate the word possible b'kisnan. And there's three different explanations given in the Rishonim, and that's the three explanations which the Chayyadim is quoting over here, which are found in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Now, the question is, do the three opinions agree with each other or disagree? In other words, do we say that really what they all agree with the basic concept, that any time that you change the bread in a significant way, and due to the change that you make in the way you make the bread, people tend to use it different than regular bread, that's possible b'kisnan. And there are three examples. So that what the word actually means is just not the only scenario where it applies, but rather this is an example. So according to one opinion, the word kistan comes from the word kiss, a pocket. That means it has a filling. So that's what the word means. According to one opinion, it comes from the word kos. Kos means to munch on something, so it's like something which is thin and hard. So that's what the word means. So we're discussing what the word means, but that is not the only definition. That's just an example of the concept. Or alternatively, we look at it that this is the case that the Gemara gave. According to each opinion, that is the only case which is possible kistan, and everything else is lechem gomer. So Mishnah Berurah discusses this issue, and he says it has an application halacha lemaisa. So interestingly enough, the halacha is that a person says a bracha on dessert. Why does he say a bracha on dessert? Because why do you not say a bracha on the food that you're eating during the meal? The person eats food during the meal. He doesn't make a bracha when he washes. He doesn't make a bracha on other foods. So how does that work? See, it works along the lines of Ikur and Tafel. We've mentioned this a day already. The primary din of Ikur and Tafel is that you eat something directly with the Ikur. The Tafel does not require a bracha. Here, a person is eating it not with the bread necessarily, and still it does not require a bracha because we look at bread as being so significant, and such the mainstay of the meal, everything else is considered a tafel to it by definition, even if you do not consume it directly together with bread. But that's only foods which are eaten to be for the purposes of sustenance. So I eat my meat, etc. Those are all there to accompany the bread, which is the primary sustenance. That's how Chazal look at it. But a dessert, which is not for the purpose of satiating you, it's for the purpose of enjoyment, etc., tainug and kinuach, is not tafel to the bread. So if you would actually eat it with the bread, so you would not need a bracha. But a person does not eat it with the bread, so then it requires a bracha. So the halacha is that a person eats pasuvah kisan at the end of the meal, the Shulchan Aruch passes, you make a bracha on it. But here's the question. The Mishnah Berurah says, if each opinion disagrees with the other opinion, so this is, according to one opinion, this is possible kistan. According to one opinion, this is bread. And the bracha is hamoitzi. And I said hamoitzi already. So why would I say hamoitzi a second time? So he says, the only scenario that you would say the bracha of mazonos and possible kistan, which is presented as dessert at the end of the meal, is if it would have all three characteristics. So according to all opinions of all of the Rishonim, this is possible b'kisnan, and it's not bread. Oh, so now you can say a bracha of mazonos. But if, according to one opinion, it's mazonos, according to one opinion, it's hamoitzi, so you already said hamoitzi. It's a bracha of atol to say mazonos. So that's why it's important, he says, we have to clarify, if we say all, no matter, whatever you do, it's always mazonos, so then you make mazonos and all anything you eat. So a person serves cake at the end of the meal. It doesn't have a pocket, but it has a lot of other ingredients. It's not flaky. Okay. Person serves a dough which the dough itself is not so flavored, but there's a lot of foods in the pocket. So do you make a mazonos at the end of the meal or not? So the Mishmur comes out, you only make a mazonos if it has all three criteria. So an example of that would be apple pie. Let's say a pie. So pie has a big pocket which you fill with the filling inside. The dough itself has oil and sugar and all those other things in it. And it's a flaky dough. It's a crumbly type of a dough. So when a person serves that at the end of the meal, you make a mazonos. But otherwise, a person serves cake at the end of the meal, you would not make a mazonos. But according to the understanding that all three opinions, all of them are true, you would make a mazonos on cake at the end of the meal. Now, there are some opinions that nowadays we don't make, people tend to eat it also for the purpose of satiation, therefore we don't make a bracha. My understanding is that is not the Iker Pesach. The Iker Pesach is a person would make a bracha on dessert at the end of the meal. Have a good day.